All right, Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. My friend, Pick Six podcast moderator. Man, we had two great games yesterday in the NFL, and it's a shame I could only watch one of them because it was on opposite the Panthers-Rams debacle. So let's start. Let's spend 4 minutes on that, sir. If we could just...
You could have watched Bills Chiefs instead of Panthers-Rams.
I can't.
Physically, could have.
Yes, I could. It was on. It was there. It was teasing me. Every time I, had to go somewhere and I come back and turn it back on, because I have YouTube TV, it would give me the two options. Panthers at Rams, Bills at Chiefs. And I'm like, you're screaming at me.
The pro tip move there is grab your laptop.
Yeah, I know. I can't.
YouTube.com and put the Panthers on the TV yet to YouTube.com. Don't worry.
I could have done two screens.
I'm you being a professional and professionally watching the Panthers and the Rams.
I'm not a two screen guy. It's hard for me. Oh. I can't multitask. Okay. So, all right, we got to start with this. Is it fair when I say that the Panthers simply are not trying on offense?
They're just the worst team in football. That's all.
Yeah, but I just went through. There were six consecutive series where basically they were three and out. The last of the six, they picked up a first down on first down and then went three and out. So we delayed the inevitable by one play. And in each of the third downs, they didn't even try to pick up a first down.
Like they didn't throw past the sticks.
They didn't come close to the sticks.
They had PJ. Like people were like, "What if PJ Walker's an upgrade over Baker?" It's like, no, he's not going to be. Like it's PJ Walker.
I've watched PJ Walker play before. He was never this unaggressive.
Probably had to do with Aaron Donald. Probably had to do with the offensive line. I don't know what the philosophy would be. They're a terrible football team. They should be being so aggressive.
Well. That's the other thing. Second drive of the game. You had a good drive for your first opening drive. Of course, they accepted a field goal, but that's fine. They had a 3-yard run on third and short. They weren't even, again, not trying to pick up the first down, accepting a field goal. It wasn't third and short, but they penalty moved them back, right. And then the second drive, they pick up a couple of first downs. They gain 44 yards. They get to fourth and three at the plus 43. Why not go for it? What are you protecting? Nope. They tried to draw them offside and then they punted. I don't know.
Here's the Panthers drive chart from Sunday against the Rams.
It's beautiful.
Field goal, punt, 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 end of half, punt, 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 interception. It's so pathetic.
I mean, if they didn't run a bunch of plays in their first two drives, I mean, we have to be approaching the record for fewest plays run in an NFL game, no?
So there are drives from, there's a set of six consecutive drives here where, including the end of half, so it's a knee, so we'll take that one out. So we'll say five drives, bookending the half.
Right.
4 yards, 4 net yards, 9 net yards, 4 net yards, 7 net yards, 5 net yards. Oh, actually, let's make it 6. 10 net yards. They had three drives that went longer than 10 yards.
the first two and the last one, and yes. then of course they punted on fourth and what I don't it.
They punted on LA's 48.
Yeah, and with 6 minutes
you're
to go, 3-0.
Nothing. You're playing with an interim coach who's in his first game. You got the team a little inspired. Like, they came out with a little bit of energy.
They were leading. Weren't they leading 10-3?
Yeah, they picked six Matthew Stafford, who, by the way, is now tied with Dan Marino for second most pick sixes all time. Dan Marino, Hall of Famer. Number one all time, Brett Favre, also Hall of Famer. Just kidding.
I guess that puts you in the Hall of Fame.
That's all you gotta do. That's how you get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, LA was lethargic and early on. You know, Stafford wasn't playing well. They were. You know, the Panthers kind of had them on their heels. And it's like when you've got that, you just have to be better than whatever this is.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I know the excuse. I guess the reason is that their offensive line isn't good. But I would just point to the fact that the Rams have an entire offensive line that's on IR. And if I heard this correctly during the game, their starting center was in the police academy like 2 months ago.
The movie, the remake.
No, I wish.
39.
So, I mean, the Rams have serious offensive line issues. And the Panthers have a good defense. So I don't know what the excuse is that the Rams are capable of running what looks like an NFL offense and the Panthers are not.
Yeah, well, the Rams have NFL like caliber offensive personnel. I guess the Panthers have CMC.
Some.
Yeah. And they have a quarterback, too. Hey, look, they have Sean McVay as well.
It's coaching.
Sure.
It's coaching.
The other thing, too, is on the defense. Where I said this, I didn't say it to you, but I said it leading up to this week. It's like, yes, the Panthers' defense has been good, but they gave Steve Wilkes a job, and he fired Phil Snow because he has completely fundamental differences between mm-hmm. what he wants to do on defense and what Phil Snow and Matt Rhule want to do on defense. So if you have that situation, is the defense be able to prepare for what Steve Wilkes wants to do on a short week, like in 1 week? It is a short week because the guy got fired on Monday.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. It certainly didn't. Look, I'm not even saying it looked good for a half.
Their defense was really good
for half, but if you're always on the field, I mean, that's what happened to them last year. You're always on the field. If your offense runs through a span of six drives, 19 plays, I mean, you're going to get beat.
I mean, it's going to be a long 12 weeks for Panthers fans.
We still have, what, how many games?
I was thinking about how I might come on here and protest. I meant 11. I might come on here and protest this having to talk about the Panthers by simply answering every question with the Panthers stink.
The Panthers are the worst team in the National Football League. And I know
a large margin.
I don't think it's close. And I know people are salivating in certain circles about, hey, top three pick, get a chance to get that quarterback. No offense. I think there is one quarterback right now that would make me excited.
If you say Drake May, I'm hanging up.
Well, I mean, he's not available, right?
Okay, good. He's not.
He's not available.
You could not say his name right now.
Right. So, and Ohio State quarterbacks do not have a great history in the NFL. And I'm not saying that has to be the case all the time, but none of them.
I was thinking about this. Like from
Arch Schliester is the best Ohio State quarterback. I don't know. Right. All right. Who? Craig Krenzel. National champion, Craig Krenzel. All right.
Kirk Herbstreit. No, Jim Harbaugh is the best one.
No, Jim Harbaugh went to Michigan.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Herbstreit go there?
I don't ever remember him playing at Ohio State, let alone playing in the NFL.
He calls NFL games?
He does call NFL games. He's the best Ohio State quarterback in the NFL. All right, we are going to talk about the four best teams in the sport, and I still think they're the four best teams in the sport, regardless of what happened yesterday, with Will Brinson next. V2 Victoria producing the program. Panthers fan, just kind of getting through it.
Barely.
Yeah, just like most Panthers fans, if not all Panthers fans. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. Without getting into anything that is happening today, this is the final thing I'll say about the Panthers. Their approach, their ineptitude is exactly why I stopped being a Jets fan. And why the Panthers don't deserve fans today. Geography is making Panthers fans today.
Like my buddy Matt Gray usually texts me during the Panthers game on Sunday and, you know, with some complaint. Like I think it happened the first 6 weeks of the season. Last week was like, we got a fire. Like last 2 weeks, we like, we got a fire rule. And just like nothing yesterday, which is fine. Like, you know, like my feelings weren't hurt at all.
Right.
I think that's where Panther fans are getting. They're just going to give, they're, like the apathy is going to set in.
Has.
There are going to be fans there
tempered. They're not going to, you know, the stadium's going to be empty. It reminds me of how year was it when David Carr was the quarterback?
Mr. Mittens.
Mr. Mittens. Yeah.
I don't remember. That's the root of your feud with the Carr family.
It is actually. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's, I can't believe you remember that. That's right.
I always remember those things.
MrMittens.com because he was wearing those dainty little gloves.
Hey, look. Sometimes you need gloves. All right, let's talk about the four best teams in the league, and I believe that they are. I believe Buffalo, Kansas City, Dallas, and Philadelphia are the four best teams in the sport. Regardless of record, to me, they are. Let's start with the game that I was unable to. What?
Dallas?
I still think Dallas is one of the four best. Yes, I do.
I'd push back on that, but that's
fine. Okay, that's fine. We'll talk about Dallas at Philadelphia in a second. I want to start with the one I didn't watch because I was too busy watching a tire fire, which can be interesting.
I'm a company man. When that game, when the Bills-Chiefs game is on CBS, adios, Panthers.
All right, so tell me what happened. I mean, I know what happened. Buffalo coming back and two defenses that played very well. Two defenses
around 4:25 p.m. They kicked the ball off.
They did
shortly thereafter. I think it was a testament to the fact that these are the two best teams in football right now that the score was so low. That was so mm-hmm. low. Like 24-20 is not a huge shootout, right? I mean, it's way below the total, which is 54. We saw the Devin Singletary and ran fairly well. Josh Allen outplayed Patrick Mahomes. He's now the only quarterback in NFL history to beat Patrick Mahomes twice in Arrowhead Stadium. Mm-hmm. And he
should
also,
have been three times, but
sure,
Sean McDermott happened.
And I mean, the big takeaway is that now, unlike the last 4 years, four straight years, the AFC Championship game has been in Kansas City. The AFC Championship now goes through Buffalo.
Yep.
If the Bills can hold serve and not do anything stupid like they did last year with losing to Jacksonville and whatnot. I don't think it's not a sky is falling situation for the Chiefs. They're still 4-2. They've looked good. Their defense, I mean, you know, the numbers don't show it with what Buffalo put up, but their defense did play fairly well, at least in terms of limiting Buffalo's explosiveness. You know, Stephon Diggs had a huge game. There was a moment there at the end of the second half or the second quarter, right before the halftime, where Buffalo had a 3rd and 13, like basically in the shadow of their own end zone. And or their goal post, and they converted on a really great throw from Josh Allen to Gabe Davis over the middle, and then shortly thereafter, I think a couple plays later, Allen hits Gabe Davis for a long touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was sort of like the Chiefs ended up coming back and getting a field goal. They got the ball with 16 seconds left, by the way. He still got a field goal, which, you talk about bringing back bad memories.
Yeah,
for Bills fans. But, you know, the fact that Buffalo was able to get that momentum, they come out and score a touchdown on their opening drive in the after the Chiefs missed a 51-yard field goal to open the second half.
Right.
Harrison Butker made a 62-yarder to close the first half. This is a 51-yarder to open the second half. And that gave the Bills the ball on their own 41.
So
they're basically at midfield.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where, you know, when KC kicked the field goal from the 33, I mean, it's a field goal that Butker can make.
Sure.
But it's like
51 is makeable for anybody in the NFL now.
Of course. Yeah. It's
the new 41.
Oh, I know. Right. And 40 is the new 30, as we all know. the Chiefs had to. I mean, I'm not going to kill Andy Reid for kicking it because he just made a 62-yarder, so you feel comfortable with it. But if you go there on 4th and 6, if you pick it up, you really kind of – I think it changes the tenor of the game. And even if you don't get it, it's another 10 yards the Bills have to go. I don't know that it necessarily matters, but certainly that kind of flipped things a little bit. And, Chiefs would come back and get a touchdown in the third quarter, and then, you know, they'd have a field goal, and that was the rest of what they would get offensively. So credit to Buffalo, a huge drive, 12 plays, 76 yards,
mm-hmm.
with 4.5 minutes, I think, and, you know, minute 4 left on the clock, they score a touchdown to go up 4 points, and
That was that.
It was a great game. It was a great game between the two best teams of football, and we better get another one in January.
Kate, can't wait to watch it at some point this week because I didn't get a chance to watch it yesterday. All right, to the other game. First of all, I think Philly is just better than Dallas, especially if Dak Prescott is not the quarterback. I think Cooper Rush was fine. I think the Eagles were just better. Certainly the second interception was 100% about being hit, not about anything else. If he can get it away a little bit quicker, and maybe that's a Cooper Rush problem, it's probably a touchdown to CeeDee Lamb because the defender fell down or had a missed assignment, whatever. But I think Philly's defense is excellent. I think Dallas's defense is exceptional, and it's really why they've been in the game. And I thought Dallas really ran the ball very effectively, more so with Elliott than with Pollard. And I get why they're sharing time, because they're trying to preserve Zeke. But Elliott looks like he's running like the stud that he was 4 years ago, as opposed to the player that we have seen today. But I just think Dallas's offense doesn't have to be great. It just has to be good, because I don't think there's enough good in the NFC. I think Dallas, because of that, Dallas's defense is, I think,
great. I'm trying to find the team I would pick that would be like, ha-ha, Gold, you're wrong. They aren't the, but I mean.
It's the Eagles and the Cowboys. I don't like anybody else.
I think the Vikings are pretty good. I mean, the Vikings are really good, actually. Okay. 5-1. They got a really good offense. They have some of the little, like.
Don't play in primetime.
Yeah, don't get them in primetime. I mean, that 1 o'clock wild card game. Tampa Bay lost to Pittsburgh. They didn't look great. San Francisco was just really banged up. I mean, the Giants are 5-1.
Giants are 5-1. I don't know what to make of them. I think the Giants make other teams stupid. I don't understand what Lamar Jackson was doing.
I think that is a testament to Brian Daboll. I think Brian Daboll is a really good coach.
Yep, I agree.
And I agree. You know, that's I don't know what that means for like the long term viability of the Giants in terms of like how many games they can win this season. I know
they're going to win 12.
I don't know that they'll do that. They are
5-1 now.
At the Home Depot, we have the tools to make your holiday magic in the easiest way possible. With our easy-to-assemble artificial trees, you can have a fully shaped, realistic tree up in your house within minutes. And you know your holiday look wouldn't be complete without our classic animated Santa that collapses for easy storage. Get free delivery on over 2 million eligible items, and you can spread holiday cheer to the whole neighborhood easily. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Yeah.
They're 5-1. There's just not a lot of losses left on their schedule against good teams. Well, if they're well coached, they're going to win most of those games.
Yes. I mean, that is possible. The one thing, I'm trying to find the stat here. All six of their games have been one score games.
And they've been trailing in the fourth quarter in a lot of them. They trailed to the Panthers, right? They trailed to the Packers. They trailed to the Ravens, and they keep winning. Like I said, I think there's something about the Giants that makes other teams dumb. And
Daniel Jones' career high 4 game-winning drives this season, had just 3 in his career prior to this year.
Look, Bill Belichick likes to say that more games are lost than won, and Brian Daboll is putting the Giants in position to take advantage of other teams losing games.
Packers, Brian Daboll is a former Bill Belichick guy.
Yeah, so again, it speaks to being incredibly well-coached. And there is something to that.
We think the Ravens are well coached, but John Harbaugh, I mean,
they have a terrible defense.
Can't stop anybody on the back end.
I mean, and they have blown leads.
They've blown 3 double digit, like, second half leads.
I just don't know how the Ravens beat good teams, because I don't think it's that they're losing their focus. I just think they can't cover. And I don't know how you beat good teams if you can't cover in the secondary.
Well, I mean, they got up big against Buffalo. They were up big against Miami. They're up big against the Giants. I mean, those are the 3 games they lost, and it's like, God, like, you just got to close it out. I mean, Buffalo, I kind of get. Miami's a little flukish just in terms of, and you sort of wonder, is it something like where they need to, I mean, maybe go in and adjust what kind of defense you're going to run when you've got a lead? Or, you know.
No, then you get criticized for playing prevent defense. Maybe that's what they're doing. The Miami things is definitely flukish because I don't think Miami is great either, although they are losing without Tua at this point. But the truth is that Tua, who I don't think is great, they just shredded Baltimore's defense in the fourth quarter. I mean, they couldn't stop Tua from completing passes. The Bills was a little bit more understandable because the Bills are great and the lead wasn't that big. It was 20-3 at halftime. 17 points isn't that much at halftime. But what happened against the Giants was Lamar Jackson has to throw that ball in the stands. And he doesn't. He throws an interception. You give the Giants a short field.
You just can't do that.
No, you can't. And I don't understand that, but you did allow the Giants to drive the remaining 30-some-odd yards to beat you. So I think the Giants are incredibly well coached. Real quick before we break, and I ask you about which coach is actually on the hot seat tonight. Are the Jets good? Because I don't think they are, but they're 4-2.
I think they're well coached. I think they're well coached. I think they have a defense that's kind of coming together.
I think they have a good defense. I think their offense is still trash.
Quentin Williams looks like an all-pro right now.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And Sauce Gardner is so good that he's tossing cheese heads on his head.
He said a Jet fan threw him that, and he put it on. And I don't even mind Alan Lazard. First of all, if you're Sauce Gardner, know which tunnel you're supposed to exit.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do that. Maybe you should know where your locker room is. He went the wrong way.